Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sleep is emerging as the latest casualty of the COVID-19 crisis. Too many sleepless nights can, of course, trigger both physical and mental health problems. And joining me now is retired Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis, former U.S. Army infectious disease researcher. And we're going to be talking about how poor sleep can lead to all sorts of physical and mental problems. So thank you for joining me today, Doctor. Now, tell us about some of your work that you've done with infectious diseases.
Well, I was trained by the Army in preventive medicine and public health. I was trained at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research and Johns Hopkins University. And it was really a focus on international infectious diseases. And so one of my assignments shortly thereafter was I was stationed in Southeast Asia for a number of years. My job was to develop partnerships to look for new and interesting diseases, and happened to be there at a time when SARS and bird flu happened.
So you have a firsthand experience with infectious diseases, kind of like the COVID-19 that we're experiencing now.
Almost exactly. There's certainly we're experiencing things that unlike anything we've ever seen before. But the first coronavirus that really grabbed the world's attention was the SARS virus back in 2003. And this, of course, is the coronavirus, 2.0, if you will. And, some significant differences, of course. The COVID-19 has become a global pandemic, almost our worst nightmare from a public health standpoint.
Right. Now, how is the human immune system designed to deal with harmful viruses?
Well, it's a great question. Our immune system, there's two big ways that we react to things that we, infectious types of diseases. The first is our innate immune system, sort of that first line of defense, outside of the skin and, everything from the saliva in our mouth and the stomach acid that are designed to help. That's really the first line of defense. But once the immune system starts to work, it's about trying to kill off these invaders as quickly as possible, even though our bodies haven't seen this before. And so if that system gets overwhelmed, that innate immune system gets overwhelmed, then the cat's out of the bag. We start to get sick from these things, but then that also brings in that secondary thing, our ability to recognize things. So that's why immunizations, vaccines, or just exposure over time becomes important, because our body builds up these antibodies, this ability to recognize these things, and then we have a much more robust immune response to something that our bodies have already seen. The problem with the COVID-19 is the world's never seen this before, and so certainly a human body's never seen it before. So we don't have that immune knowledge already built into our system like we do with colds and influenza and other things.
Okay, now let's talk about quality sleep and its overall effect on overall health. Why is quality sleep so important for the optimal immune function?
Well, sleep is really important for a number of reasons. Sleep is when our bodies rest, and obviously, and but really recover. It's when all the real repair systems kind of kick into place. A lot of it's driven by growth hormone, actually, which peaks in the middle of the night. And it's basically this reset to where our bodies do this repair process. It's like going in, you know, taking your car into maintenance every couple of months. Well, our bodies do that every night while we're sleeping. And so if you're interrupting the sleep, it can have a detrimental effect, short-term or even long-term. We know that from shift workers, for example. Their immune systems aren't typically as strong as somebody that works a regular, say, 9-to-5 job.
And then what kind of problems can result from lack of sleep?
Well, it's really about our immune system and our ability to respond to inflammation. And so if our immune system is taking some hits from lack of sleep, or even more importantly, from chronic stress, our immune system doesn't have the ability to respond as robustly to these foreign invaders like the COVID-19. And part of that way our body reacts is inflammation, from everything from artificial flavorings and processed foods to sugars. A lot of that reaction to dietary things, for example, is inflammatory. It's inflammation. And our bodies need to be able, and our immune systems need to be able to react to that and resolve the inflammation. And when it doesn't, it leads to problems, everything from obesity to just being more susceptible to colds and flus or this coronavirus.
Okay, how many hours of sleep are actually required by the human body to keep the immune system operating at peak efficiency?
Well, of course, everybody's different. You always hear the tales of this person or that person seems to be, have boundless energy on 5 hours of sleep a night. Well, that's definitely the exception. It's typically believed between, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is what's normal. If you take the average, say, 8 hours of sleep is a really good night's sleep. And, we think about it in better terms. If you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night and up at 6 in the morning, and that may actually sound like, wow, you're getting up so early, that's still 8 hours of sleep. My father used to say it's the hours before midnight that you sleep that are more important than the hours after midnight.
Now, the Army is, of course, responsible for keeping our soldiers fit and healthy. Does the Army have anything to say about sleep deprivation and how to remain healthy and how sleep affects that health?
Well, it's how we eat and, I can't speak obviously for the Army, but what we eat are really important. And so, when I am advising patients, I talk about eliminating as much as possible simple sugars, cake, candies, sodas, even diet sodas, because a lot of the artificial flavoring and sweetening, things like that. Eliminate those as much as possible, because that's what really drives inflammation and can affect our sleep. I mean, we all know you give kids some candy right before they go to bed and they're bouncing around the room. They're not going to go to sleep. So you can imagine if we're doing that all the time. And so we've really got to, as a society, as a culture, we've really got to learn how to put down the sweets and the candy and the sodas. And it's not just affecting our sleep, but it affects our immune system and it affects our overall health and everything from obesity to allergies and asthma and things like that.
Okay, now anxiety is, of course, keeping millions of people awake at night. What kind of advice do you have that you can give those that are staying awake at night to help them improve their anxiety and help improve their quality of sleep?
Well, a couple of things. Certainly the stress of everyday life has just seems like it's just increasing. Somebody keeps turning up the volume over the last couple of years. And then we get hit with this whole COVID-19 and quarantining at home or shelter in place. And now people are getting cabin fever. And we're being told, don't go outside and don't do this and you can't do that. And now we throw in all the added even more issues with the social unrest that's going on. It's just as nonstop and it keeps getting piled on. My best advice, turn off the news. You know, there's an hour worth of news and 23 hours worth of opinion about the news in a day. You know, I'm not saying don't stay informed. Of course you want to stay informed, but limit it. We talk about limiting screen time for kids because we know that can affect their hyperness as well. Well, we need to talk about limiting screen time for adults, because if we're not getting it 24/7 on 6,000 news channels on TV, we're getting it from our computers, and social media. And so if it's not enough to get opinions of every newscaster out there, we're getting it from our friends as well these days. We don't need all that. We need to limit that.
Right. I think that's terrific advice. Now, where can the listeners go to learn more about everything that we've been talking about right now?
Well, a couple of places. One is if you're into YouTube videos and that type of learning, go to YouTube and go to the CV Sciences channel. That's C as in Charlie, V as in Victor. CV Sciences channel on YouTube is a great source of information about anxiety and our immune system and how CBD and hemp oil can help calm things down. When I retired from the military, I started a small nonprofit, and the website for that is brainhealtheducation.org. And since most of us are at home anyway, you need some good reading, go to Amazon and pick up my book, When Brains Collide, available on Amazon.
Okay, give us that website once again.
Well, Amazon is, you know, for the book When Brains Collide. Then my small nonprofit is brainhealtheducation.org, brainhealtheducation.org, for the CV Sciences channel on YouTube.
Okay, great. And now as we wrap things up, give us one important point that you would like to make on how important sleep is to the overall immune system.
Well, it's when our body really takes the time to repair all the damage from the exposures that we've done throughout the day. And, so sleep is just completely one of the most important things that we can do. And, you know, one of the best ways to get better quality sleep is get outside, get fresh air, get some sunshine, and exercise on a daily basis.
Retired Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis, he's a former U.S. Army infectious disease researcher, and we've been talking about how poor sleep can lead to all sorts of health problems. So thanks once again for joining me today, Doctor. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.